How you doing, everybody? This episode is going to be new and different in a way. My new co-host, not getting rid of the old ones, just adding to the group, is Heather Murrow, a.k.a. Chess Heather. And we talk about a few things. We talk about the canon situation. We obviously talk about Trump, Confederate flags, history, our own individual lineages and stuff like that. It's a good one. So have a listen. Hope you enjoy. And there's more like this to come. So stay tuned and enjoy.
So it starts. The saga begins, niggas. The saga begins, niggas. I'd like to welcome you to a collection of thoughts, observations, and concepts. They say that art imitates life. I just think life is art.
And welcome to the Back to the Broke Blur Pod. I'm your host, Anthony K. Savage, a.k.a. Voice, a.k.a. Savage Voice. And with me today is
just Heather, a.k.a.
the Jewish Wonder.
I am the Jewish Wonder, I'd like to think.
It's the second time we started. Technology sucks, so, whatever. Which, here's one thing that's beautiful about the pandemic. Everybody's production quality is such crap. I'm not worried.
Yeah, we're pretty much doing we're above average right now compared to everyone else.
So, before I had to restart, I was basically saying, I saw a post today where it looked like one of those, you read it, and then at the end, you see at the bottom that they didn't write that themselves. They just basically, it says at the bottom, copy and paste if you feel the same way or some bullshit like that. And let me see if I can bring it up without everything going to crap. let's see. I'm actually glad I sent it to you. So I just be able to, okay.
I am glad I got to read it though, because I was a little confused by it.
Yeah, which the person who copied and pasted, in all honesty, for most of the times when they take, I'm not saying they're smart, not even the least. Most of the times when they say stuff, it is at least socially responsible and has some form of, not just dumb fuckery, like what I'm about to read to you. And if you are the person who is, when I'm reading this, know who you are. I thank you for listening. This is no offense to you. The reason I've said this is because I have more respect for you than whatever the hell thought process this was. But anyway, this is what the post said. You want to know why I refuse to wear a mask? It's because while a shit ton of you all got to sit at home spending all your time with your kids, family, taking vacation after vacation, and bringing home great unemployment each week because of this bullshit unemployment, I've been out working my ass off for 4 months while y'all got to live the high life. Y'all locked down, y'all quarantined, y'all got to have damn life while I was essential. Did my job without bitching like they are now. And you know what I got out of it? Not an extra $600 for actually being in danger around that shit, which it's funny that they say that right now, but okay. All day, every day, while you did nothing. You all are scared of this virus. I am not. I've been out in this shit every single day for 4 months and haven't worn a mask, which means probably they spread it, but that's neither here nor there. So while y'all locked up, watch the news and listen to the bullshit governors and Congress, I buckle down and help keep you up and running for literally pennies compared to what you're making for doing nothing. Now you want to dictate how I live my life for 4 months into this crap. Hell no, your fear is your problem, not mine. copy and paste like I did if you want. Okay, so we're going to break down.
There's a lot to unpack in that statement.
There's a lot that's wrong with that statement. You go first.
Though I find it really weird that we're sort of a society that's built on this like guns a-blazing John Wayne, and the biggest flex of 2020 is not wearing a mask. It's really weird to me.
Well, it's not to me. It's weird. I don't know where. I'm pretty sure I said it at some point. The problem is that you can't tell Americans to do anything.
Yeah, it would seem like that. Well, I guess it depends on the confines of what that thing is in particular. I think if you could, I mean, if you look at like very stringent rules, you could just look at our airports after 9/11, and people were fine with that. We still do all that stuff 20 years later.
No, but here's the thing. It's not even so much. No, it's not. But see, that's the misconception, is what people don't understand about America is, unless you make it a law, that's the best chance you have of us listening. We're still going to bitch and complain, but until you put any actual, I can see there's consequences behind it, it doesn't mean anything. In the airports, if you don't want to listen, your ass don't get on the flight.
Okay. I did such a strange thing to... I guess, like, it almost seems like you're a patriot, or, and I don't feel this way, but this is just the perception I see of other people. You're more of a patriot by not wearing a mask. There's a weird sort of, like, patriotism undertone behind the act of not wearing a mask. But it seems like she doesn't want to wear a mask because she had to work. Like, is that what I'm getting from the whole thing?
Well, no, like I said, this is a copy and paste thing.
Copy and paste, but it's a weird... It's like a weird thing to be like, well, you guys sat at home and did nothing. I had to work. So therefore, these are my reasons for not wearing a mask.
Yeah, that doesn't, the one does not have anything to do with the other.
Yeah, so it's a very orange's argument to have. Are you like the quote unquote essential worker?
Me? No, I'm unemployed.
Okay, because you were in a gym, right?
No. I was actually a chauffeur.
Oh, well, I would have.
Yeah. I was actually a chauffeur, and like as things started to slow down to the point where, you know, like everybody else, I was quarantined. It was to the point where it was a family owned business, the best boss I've ever had, but they ended up having to sell their business.
Just so they didn't make it. Pandemic.
Yeah. So let's unpack some of this, because there's some key points that taking a vacation after vacation. Okay, here's the thing. Yes, I'm collecting unemployment, though at the same time I'm also trying to do stuff to better myself so that I don't have to go to another dead end job. So that's one. Two, no aspect of any of this is a vacation.
Yeah, like, I don't know anybody who has stayed home that has thought this was a vacation, whether or not they had kids. I mean, the people who had kids spent their quarantine transitioning into being teachers for their children. And the people who didn't have kids were just bored as hell and broke. So,
even so, it was a vacation for maybe the first 2 weeks to a month. After that point, it no longer became vacation-like. There was shit on TV. Like, there's no. That's not how vacations work. But okay, live the high life. Live the high life. There's no aspect about any of this where anybody, like even people who were rich and famous, were not living the high life, because compared to the life that they lived before all this. No.
You were just staring at your gargantuan mansion and the four empty walls.
Yeah.
Because a bowling alley in your mansion only is fun for so long.
Yeah, and then this is definitely one of those copy and paste, and I don't know if the person who initially wrote this is one, trolling, two, trying to spread propaganda, are three, dumb as fuck, or all three. But then they go, where is it at? Okay. You are all scared of virus. I am not. I've been out in this shit every single day for 4 months and haven't worn a mask. Yeah, you dumb fuck. That is why there is still a pandemic. That is specifically why. You've been out for 4 months spreading this shit around.
Probably. She just hasn't run into the right person yet that has it.
Or no, they might
break, and you're like, oh, I've been banging all these dudes without a condom, but I haven't caught herpes yet. Guess it doesn't exist. That's just propaganda.
Yeah, that's not how that works. That just because your shit isn't all fucked up doesn't mean that you haven't fucked up everybody else's, which you most likely have. It's just like the chance for.
Do you think the author of this is thoroughly washing their hands ever in their lifetime? Probably not.
I think there's a lot that this person isn't doing just by the stupidity and the whole, like, the whole argument literally makes no sense.
You're an essential worker. I am an essential worker, and I'm out every day, and I've worn a mask every day that I've gone to work. Or every day that I've gone to get gas, or anytime I've gone to the grocery store, it literally to me hinders me in no way. My town has a town Facebook, and parents are up in arms because they want the bus drivers to wear masks, and the parents are like, "Well, how are they going to see the road?" And like, you don't wear it over your eyes. Have you people been doing this the whole time?
Like, oh my fucking god. And a friend of mine is literally a bus driver, and with all this whole things about the teachers, nobody has mentioned the bus drivers. It was like, yeah, we get it. We have to deal with the shit too. So not only do we need to wear a mask, but we also have to, like, kids don't listen the most on the bus. So if there's one kid that has it on that bus, they're all going to get it on the bus.
Oh, they're little walking Petri dishes. I couldn't be a bus driver because the second a kid coughed on the bus, I would yeet him right out the back door.
Yeah.
So.
And then here's the thing. This is pretty much how and why things are going to be fucked up. This is the most likely scenario where, here's the thing. It might not happen everywhere. It might not happen most places. And I say this having no actual knowledge of how math works. The law of averages states that at least in one instance, a kid will get COVID-19, will get on that bus, will then spread it to the other kids on that bus, who will then get off the bus and go into their individual separate classes and spread it to the other kids in the classes, who will then spread it to that teacher. Let's say if they change classes throughout the day, will then spread it to the other classes and the other teachers, who will then go home and spread it to their parents, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, one patient could potentially infect, you know, several hundred very easily. Which is worrisome, and I don't think America shut its schools down pretty early, so we haven't seen what happened when a bunch of younger children are all in one space for 7 hours a day. And I think it is irresponsible as a country to sort of use our children as lab rats and just send them back to school, like, have fun, children. Good luck staying safe.
That was one of the few things that we did right. In general,
yes, shockingly, we've done very little right since then. But
here's the thing: there was like a five. I know nothing of math, but there was a 5% period of this whole time where we actually did what we're supposed to, and we still did it because we didn't completely shut down. We half-assed shut down, but school-wise, we did what we were supposed to.
Yeah.
The biggest issue in general is everyone, and there's 2 points. One, everyone knows kids are petri dishes. The people who have kids, the kids who have kids know they're petri dishes because we have them, and the ones who don't have kids know they're petri dishes because they don't want to be anywhere near them. Because they say they have petri dishes.
I'm recording this and I'm looking through my French doors at my son who is picking his nose with one hand while playing Fortnite on a Switch with the other. So yeah, they're disgusting and they're gross.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. And a second point is, and maybe you might have because you tend to have people that won't like anything that we're saying in your family or extended family. So, so you may have encountered the opposite of what I'm about to say. But concerning Betsy DeVos, out of all of his cronies, including himself, she is the one person I have not heard anybody say anything positive about.
Because everything she says is horrendous.
Like, can you think of, like, you know, how with Trump, you can, like, even I don't agree with any of them, but if I really wanted to, I can make an argument in favor of Trump. I can make an argument in favor of the other black guy that's supposed to be the head of housing and development or whatever. I can make an argument for almost every one of them except her.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how she got into the business of schools or children because she seems to hate both.
Money. She donated, her family donated a shitload to Trump's campaign.
Yeah, I don't know much about her. I don't really ever hear her brought up much anymore. I feel like when she was first really embedded within the Trump administration, early on in his presidency, we heard a lot more about her, but I'll be honest, though, there's a lot of people jockeying for being the biggest piece of shit news lately. So, like, she might have fallen a few pegs down that ladder, that rung.
Well, she never wanted to be the biggest piece of shit. Her whole thing is... Yeah, well, because she wanted to be a piece of shit in the background as opposed to most of the pieces of shit. Basically, she's trying to abolish the public school system for the most part in favor of privately owned voucher system schools, which her husband happens to own a few. So, yeah, there's that. It's literally the same thing as private owned prisons, except with school. Same type of air quote scam, but with schools instead of prisons.
Well, that sounds fabulous. You see how well it works for the prisons.
Yeah, yeah. Places school reform. I can't even do the voice. We used to listen to an NPR show, which the irony of it is we listened to this maybe
a decade ago. 13 years ago.
And what was, it literally was talking about all the shit that we're going on, that we're dealing with Black Lives Matter. It was literally that exact same argument.
Yep. A lot of it centered around prison reform and community outreach programs and stuff like that.
Okay, now let's get to the second part of and these are things. Here's the thing, people. Sometimes you look at Facebook and you can get enlightened and you can have a laugh, a joke. And other times, most of the time, a lot of the times, you just see stupidity. And here's the thing. One of the things I like about the current where we're currently at in America, at the very least, is I find it very easy to win a lot of arguments lately. It's not really that hard. It's very, very easy.
It turns out, though, I've noticed a lot of people don't, I always call it the Facebook meme news. A lot of people seem to get their news and their information just from, like, memes. Like, you could slap any type of font and information over any image, and somehow it's, like, taken as gospel. And it's really easy to disassemble those thoughts if people allow you to do it. A lot of people stand firm on their stupid thoughts that they've gotten from Facebook memes, but, it's weird. It's weird how we're sort of a society now that information is at our fingertips all the time. It is so easy to look up things now compared to when you and I were growing up. And just nobody utilizes that anymore. Like, can you remember having, like, if you had a question or an idea about something, you had to really actively, like, you had to go to a library or you had to, like, find somebody who had the Encyclopedia Britannica or open.
And then still, even with those things, you still is nowhere near the amount of information that you can get. Like, literally, you would have that in one source, and that's it. You either go to the library.
To back that up or, you know, find different arguments to go against it. Now you have the potential to do it, and nobody seems to want to use it.
But here's the thing. It's less to do with that and just being stupid.
I think people want to be outraged, so they find something that, like, bolsters something that's already in their mind, and then they just don't further look into it at all.
Yeah, but it's not even just that. It's the matter of the things that they want to be outraged. Like, it makes no sense to think the way that you're like, just when you say the things out of your mouth, why do those make sense? Like, there's been times where I have not necessarily checked, like, okay, for instance, and we're going on a bit of a side tangent with the whole, we'll get back to that because I want to go to this first and then because it'll lead to the original reason why we decided to do the pod. Somebody, and I didn't read the article because I didn't need to read the article because here's the thing. If I don't necessarily agree or care about something, I just don't ingest it.
Okay.
I just put it aside. Okay, that's how that works. So I saw a post where it said Robert De Niro calls out U.S. government for poor coronavirus responses. I can pretty
much
figure out why he has. I'm more than certain I feel the same way without having to read the article. But I scrolled, and as I scrolled, I saw someone put a post, a GIF of saying celebrity opinions go here, and it's someone taking out garbage and putting it in the trash can.
Yeah.
So I said, this is an argument I can win. This is the thing, you don't have to like celebrities, but I hate the stupid shit where people go, because a celebrity chooses to voice their opinion publicly, that their opinion doesn't count.
You get that a lot. I'm in a lot of music groups because I'm a big music fan, and you see that a lot with, like, bands, especially rock bands.
Just play the music. No. Okay, so there's a few things to that. One, if your opinion counts, why doesn't their opinion count? Two, you want your opinion to be heard by as many people as possible. Why do we know this? Because you're posting it on fucking Facebook. Three, don't be mad just because they actually have a chance of people hearing their opinion. And here's the thing, if you genuinely, regardless of right or wrong in actuality, for instance, I'm not a big fan of the born again movement, born again Christians and all that. Okay. But I do respect it on one level. So give a little example. One day while I was a chauffeur, I was in between runs and I would go to, like, the dollar store to get pencil and paper. And I'm in the aisle and some random person I don't know comes up to me and was like, you know, hi, how you doing? Have you accepted Jesus? Do you know Jesus? And have you accepted him in his life and all that other stuff? And here's the thing. I went to Catholic school all my life, from literally nursery all the way up to 12th grade.
You went to Catholic school?
Yeah.
Oh.
My whole life. Like, literally my whole life. And so me and Jesus, we tight. We cool. All right. I don't need any, like, I don't, you know, but they're like, can I pray with you? And I did, just because I didn't feel like arguing with them, because I don't think that was an argument I could win. But
yeah,
my point is, if you genuinely believe something to be a fact and to be of the utmost importance, don't you feel it's your responsibility to kind of say something, spread that word out? That's what they do when it comes to born-again Christians. The reason they do that whole thing is because they genuinely feel they are doing something that needs to be done for your soul, for your soul to go to heaven.
Yeah, there's certain topics I would die on the cross for myself, and I'm more verbal about than other ones just because I care more about them.
Ooh, what you just said, that you die on the cross for something. That's going to be that shouldn't be an issue. But my point is, as a celebrity, yeah, that's what you would do. So if you genuinely felt that something bad was happening and you're a celebrity, and whether you may not have all the facts or whatever it may be, the point is you have an opinion just like everybody else as a celebrity. The fact that...
Yeah, and it shouldn't be devalued just because you happen to have more money or are more well-known.
Yeah. So the person, this is what they said. 99% of celebrities are uneducated morons. If you want to be a mindless sheep that base your thoughts off of some celebrities' opinions, regardless of the topic, go ahead. It's a free country, but I will not be one of those sheep.
Can I just say how much I hate the term sheep or sheeple? There's a very specific type of person that throws that phrase around often.
Dumb people?
I hate them. I hate that word so much. Sheep, oh, you sheep. The funny thing is, though,
they can't spell lemmings.
What?
Because they can't spell lemmings.
Maybe they can't spell lemmings. Or I don't know, alpaca. Don't they move together in like the same crowd? I don't know. There's probably a bunch of pack animals you can pick. It's always a person that posts like the opposite end of a subject, like the opinion on it. That they've reposted from someone else, of course, and tells you to believe it, because if you don't, you're a sheep. But aren't you kind of also a sheep if you're just grabbing things that other people have posted, regardless of how bullshit they are? You're like, it's a weird thing to say.
What's the thing?
We don't have original thought. There's going to be thousands upon thousands of other people that probably share an opinion, regardless of what the opinion is. Like, flat earth society is a thing, goddammit. Like, so clearly it doesn't matter what it is. Like, you're like a sheep sort of regardless of what your thoughts are. If you want to break it down to like the bare bones of that statement. I'm sorry, go ahead. I just had to say I hate the term sheep.
No, that's fine. Because here's the thing about it. One, I'll just put what my actual response was. I said, person who, you're a dumbass. I didn't say that. I said their name and your opinion matters. Yeah, emphasis on your. And your opinion matters more how. You don't know these people. And that's not how America works. Everyone's opinion matters, even dumb fuck celebrities like the one in office. So what's your point? Or is it that the celebrities are sharing the opinions of the majority of the country, and you share the opinions of the dumb fuck minority? That was my response, because, like, I'm not going to sit here and say that every, like, just because they're a celebrity doesn't mean that they're right on any side of anything. But for one,
of course,
in this particular situation, basically, it's them saying, I'm pro-Trump and everything Trump does is correct, versus the eyes in front of your fucking head and the brain that is capable of analytical thought, which can see how fucked up his administration is handling anything. Here's my number one argument for Trump. When I know that I can do a better job as president, you suck at being president.
Oh, I wouldn't trust him to boil me a pot of water.
Like, water? So what do you do? Will you just put it there? And what? What happens?
This tremendously huge stone.
I boil the wet water. I boil the best water that you would never have. My water gets the hottest out of all the water. You'd be amazed at how hot my water got. And it got there fast. It got there faster than anybody else's water. My water.
He says his water's better. Fake news. Fake media news.
But like.
My hands are the biggest hands around.
Yeah. But here's the thing. One, we're East Coasters. I'm currently in the Midwest, but we're East Coasters. So
originally and oh, yeah. forever.
Yeah, and I'm a little bit older, not by much, but I'm older enough, and I'm pretty sure you still have the same viewpoint. But we grew up knowing how much of a piece of shit Trump was.
Yeah, you know, I don't know if like the rest of America, like I guess maybe in that tri-state area, because he was a businessman there primarily. He was always kind of a joke. Like I know he used to be featured a lot in like Page Six and a lot of like there was like random commercials he would make appearances in. I don't know if they ran all over the country or we were maybe just noticed him more. He was always a joke where we were from.
Well, I grew up. One of my earliest memories of Trump is the fact that he like filed for bankruptcy 4 times. All before I was a teenager.
Great businessman. That's just what you do.
Yeah, and so, like, that was my biggest that and that was without me knowing the background of. I guess he has a very racist background. Now I'm not going to say he's racist. I'm just going to say that his father was racist, and many of the things that he did earlier in his life had very, very racist undertones, like. Specifically making sure that black people and minorities didn't move into their rental properties and to the point where on the application, they would put, I believe, like a B or C to basically mark the ones that were black or colored so they would know to not let them move in. So, and I found out later on, I didn't even
know. Yeah, there was a lot of evidence that showed that he wasn't renting to any minorities. I mean, and that was in the 70s.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. So
you know, his at least we'll say for argument's sake, his racial insensitivity goes back quite a few decades.
Yeah, yeah. I won't necessarily say he's a racist in the sense he's never called me the N word. He's just an asshole. He doesn't need to be a racist, dude. He's an asshole. I don't need to call him a racist to call him an asshole and a piece of shit. It's that simple. Even people who are Republicans, one, he was a Democrat for most of his air quotes political life. So there's that.
Yeah.
Two, he holds none of the values of Republicans. Here's the thing. My dislike of Republicans and the Republican Party is how much they don't care about people.
Politics, for the most part, like politicians don't. I just feel like Republicans are like really out there with it.
And my opinion with Republicans is because conservative values, they have a saying when you're young, you're a Democrat, and when you're older, you're Republican. I mean,
I've definitely gotten way more left as I've gotten older.
Well, when they say Republican, it's more of conservative values as far as like fiscally being responsible. Because the conservative values, from what I understood in growing up, have less to do with the shit that they are constantly trying to keep from happening. It has more to do with being, conservatism is only supposed to mean just like, yo, calm it down some. It's just.
Yeah.
Calm it down, take it slow, be tempered with how we do things, not fuck everybody but the rich people, which is for the most part what it's like what the Republican Party currently is we stick together no matter how fucked up or stupid our side is on this. And as long as we stick together, we can't be divided versus left wing, there's a lot of different thoughts and opinions, so they're not as all together, which means they're easy to kind of barrel over. But at the same time, it's better to have a bunch of different opinions and like to just steadfast have one opinion without changing, without any type of, maybe the other side. No, that's not how you do things. And that's currently how Republicans do things. But that's neither here nor there. Because the point of the matter is, he doesn't hold any, like literally, right before He got the nomination. Every single one of them was talking shit about him.
Yeah. But then he became their boss, so.
Yeah, but it was like immediate. It wasn't even like a, like literally, like he's the worst thing that he, if he gets elected, it'll be the worst thing that happened. Everything we're saying now, they said before he got elected. And then immediately it was like, well, we'll do, you're like, we'll support him, and that, and just like, and for people to see that and to not get, I don't understand what it is that I don't understand.
The appeal. Yeah, I'm not a, I try to like, you know, I try to put my head, I try to like get my head in the mind space of other people. Cause like Trump didn't appeal to me, but he appealed to a lot of people. And I really tried to figure out like what it was specifically about America they didn't like that this illiterate blowhard was going to fix. And
here's the thing. I'll be the one to fall on the sword for this. Step aside, you. Basically, what it is, and I'm not going to call all of them racist, but majority of them all have biases. And this goes across the board from white all the way to black. Every single one of them had biases based on whether it be race or what the left stands for. Like all these things that they automatically had a bias saying, I've grown up this way. Oh, actually, perfect. I had a perfect example. Remember, did I ever send you that post where it was the Golden Girls episode with Don Cheadle? And Blanche was at a table with the Confederate flag. Yeah.
Yeah, her Southern charm.
That one encapsulated it perfectly. Because to give you a summary, basically what happened was Blanche was like at a high school reunion or whatever. And on the table that she was at, she had a Confederate flag. And Don Cheadle was basically just clowning her. Just like, yeah, no, I'm gonna go here. I don't want to be around this. And then one of her friend was like, yeah, see, he's one of the good ones. And he was like, yes, ma'am, I'm just gonna go over here. And basically, her argument for holding and flying the flag was like, well, that's how I grew up. And this is, you know, basically not wanting to like if this was wrong, then what does that mean about the rest of my life? In order to accept that Trump is a piece of shit asshole and that he may be racist and all the shit that's going on in the world of what his administration government is doing, they then have to look back in on themselves and have to admit that what they thought about the world and their life and their family may not be that great.
Yeah. You know. But I don't, maybe I don't have as hard of a time with that thought as other people. It's like, so to me, to admit that America was built on some very ugly things, to me does not signify that I'm a shitty person. It's weird to me that people can't look back on like certain histories and be like, yeah, we were wrong.
Well, here's the difference between like me and you and then most of the people. Now I have extended family.
Where are you living at right now?
Indiana.
Okay, so let me ask you something. Since we are both from New Jersey, we're both from like, I guess, I don't know, you would be North Jersey, I guess I would be Central Jersey.
Yeah.
Do you see, when you lived in New Jersey, did you ever see the Confederate flag flying anywhere? Whether it be like a sticker on somebody's car, whether it be hanging off their porch. Like, was that something you saw?
No. I mean, I may have come across it randomly. When I was a kid, I had a toy General Lee. I loved the General Lee. I loved Dukes of Hazzard as a kid. I didn't understand it, though. My mom did, and she's from Louisiana. But at the same time, I was a kid, so she let me be. You know, but no, not part. I mean, I think maybe a few times when I moved to Central Jersey is when I may have saw it here and there. But I'm assuming you're seeing now every other day. Oh yeah, not a shit ton a lot, but there is, yeah, I'll see it on big back the whole truck. Or, you know,
I see it a lot in central Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Like, enough where the first time I saw it, I looked around because I'm like, this guy's going to get his ass kicked by somebody. Like, oh my God, you can't do that. And, but no, everyone, nobody here has, has that reaction like I do. It is everywhere here. And I don't understand it because Pennsylvania is not the South.
Yeah. We know why. Well, you know why. That's why. Like it's one of those.
Well, now I know the real reason why. No, it's white pride. It's white heritage.
Yeah, and the heritage is owning black people.
Yes.
Which,
that would be the heritage. It's so weird though, because I'm Jewish and it's a different thing. Like, it's a different thought process. Because when I think about, like, the parts of my heritage I'm proud of, I'm like, hey, my family came from Poland. We went through this to get here. And, like, or, you know, we came from Russia. And we went through this to get here. I never think back to, like, just I'm white.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird.
It's
weird to, like, celebrate the heritage of being white and not being, like, something specific.
We'll see. Okay, so here's the thing. This is why. Like, I try not to paint with a broad brush for everyone. But for the most part, people don't, like, with the whole Black Lives Matter movement and versus the All Lives Matter, those All Lives Matter, like I said, one, they don't want to address their lives, what they thought was a fact and is not. Like I was saying, the difference between me and you and them is we have never had an issue, from what I know of you, never had an issue calling out our family and or friends, specifically our parents, on what we thought was bullshit.
No, of course not, no.
There's
certain things I'll die on the cross for.
Yeah. Like, if our parents came to us with something that we just thought was wrong, we, like, no, that's not... not right. Like, why do you, like, for you to say that is fucked up, or even if you feel that way, I'm not going to live my life that way because I don't think that makes no sense. It makes no sense.
Yeah.
And these people don't want to do that for whatever reason. There's a gentleman, I don't remember his name, but he's been on Joe Rogan once, and this is a black man who has convinced, you know, a couple, 2-3 dozen, a few, maybe even up to hundreds of KKK members to quit the Klan, including some Grand Dragons, simply by having a conversation with them and talking to them and exposing the what they don't know. Like, what they think is reality and what they think is the situation is why they have these fucked up, dumb views. They don't know any better. And though it may not excuse their actions on some points, it does, it's a reason for why they're dumb fucks. And a lot of these, it's just, but so I try to, like I said, I've been winning a lot of arguments on Facebook because it's incredibly easy. And here's the thing. The upside is that I've won the argument in the fact of there's two types of arguments you can have. An argument, maybe three. An argument where the person will just stop arguing or concede their point, or they'll keep coming back at you with dumb shit, dumb shit, dumb shit. The ones that keep coming back at you with dumb shit, there's nothing you can do for them. But
no, yeah, once I start really insulting you, it's kind of done and over with.
Yeah. But if you just stop and say nothing or say, you know, give you some, you concede some point, then at the very least you know, okay, there is a redeeming quality about that person. Because people have their reasons for feeling and thinking certain ways and just like, okay, so kid I worked with when I was in Jersey, right before I came here, I was a concierge at a condominium hotel. And he was a good kid or whatever. And he recently moved to California. And he's Spanish. I don't know what specific type of Spanish, but he's Spanish. And he posted something recently with the fucking, you know who the Hodge twins is?
The who?
Hodge twins.
No.
That's good for you. You're better off that way. They're basically okay. Another type of Candace Owens, just not as smart. Where basically okay. They're the version what we call a jive ass coon motherfucker.
Okay.
They're basically the version of black people who will spout out Republican hate in order for money, from their sellouts.
They're conservatives.
They're doing it for money. It's specifically, okay. You know, they get money based off of this fan base that they appeal to. And okay. Because they're black, it's, well, I'm black and I'm saying it, so it can't be wrong. Versus, no, what you're saying is just wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, and like, there are two black men who are against Black Lives Matter.
Okay.
Just, and to me, like, that's why them, Candace Owens,
Candace Owens is so gross to me.
a few random other people that I'll come across that happen to be black and have those. The reason why they're so disgusting is because, for those who can't tell, I am black. And I
can vouch, he's definitely black. I've seen him in person.
Up until recently, with the whole George Floyd incident, I do my best to not pull the race card. However, I can't just leave these cards in my back pocket right now. Right now is not the time where I just leave these cards in my pocket. And as a black man, though I don't try to let it run my life, it is a constant part of my life. It is something that I walk into the room, especially here in Indiana, you know, not so much now, but it's happened many times. I walk into a room, I'm the only black person, and I know I'm the only black person. That's why, for all you white people, if you ever see one black person in a location, and there is another black person that shows up at those locations, and those two black people see each other, they will give each other the head nod.
Jews don't have that.
It is across the board. If you're a black, and the only time it doesn't happen is if you're like African black. But if they're African Americans, 99.999% of the time, if I walk in and see another black guy, we both make eye contact, and we give each other a head nod. And the reason is because everywhere we go, we're the black guy. We're the black person. Everything we're doing is being judged for good or for bad. When you're the first black person to do anything, it is then your responsibility to represent all black people. First black baseball player, you represent all black people. First black president, you represent all black people, for right or for wrong. And
yeah, that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, yeah. And like, you know, I remember growing up as a kid and I didn't agree with this. I understand. I still don't agree with it, but I understand now, based off of what's happening, what my mother's point of view was. There was once where I took a car, which wasn't the right thing to do, but I was a teenager, hormones and all that other shit, to go meet a girl that I met online before there was a thing of online dating. That's right. I was a pioneer.
And, you.
And,
I'm over in a shaker over there.
And I went to a, air quotes, white neighborhood, and I got a ticket. And what upset me was my mother wasn't upset that I took the car and that I got the ticket. her response was, "What were you doing in that neighborhood?" Which now I understand. Now, after everything that's been going on lately, now I understand. But at that age, it was like, how the fuck, why does that matter? That should not matter. I was in a public place. It should not matter. But the backdrop of it was, I was a young black man in Alexis in a white neighborhood. And I got pulled over by the cops. I'm respectful, as some of you may call it, but I talk very white. So the conversation that I had with the officer, and you know, nothing, not gonna say anything bad about the officer. I think I've made a legal turn or some bullshit, whatever. But you know, I just got to take it in one way. But that could have easily went very.
How you doing, everybody? I just want to thank you for listening to the Broke Blurred Pod. If you want to support the show, got an easy way you can do it. If you like video games, some of you know I'm a streamer on Twitch. That's twitch.tv/savagevoice. Well, what you can do, go to the Epic Games store online. Just put in Epic Games in Google. And whenever you check out, whatever game you're checking out, if you want to buy the new Animal Crossing, what have you, put in code SAVAGEVOICE. Costs you nothing extra and, you know, helps out the show. Also, if you play Fortnite, when buying or purchasing your skins, same thing. Put in code, create a code SAVAGEVOICE, and you can help your boy out. Now back to the show.
Differently.
Yeah.
So that's the backdrop to that. But that's something that, you know, like now in fucking, Portland, they got fucking unmarked agents just grabbing people off the street.
Portland has become every sci-fi horror book I've ever read.
between Chad so and this,
so strange. I was unaware that there's even that much going on. First of all, I didn't know there was protests going on for as long as they had been.
Well, wasn't it this thing? Since the protest started, there has not, like, they're still, you don't hear about them as much, but from everything that I know, the protests have not stopped since
George Floyd. And it's been like 50 some odd days, I think.
Yeah, and
it's been a longer stretch of time. I'm not sure how like I was sleeping on this information, but I was. And very militarized. Listen, could you imagine? And I've seen videos of people getting snatched off the street by these unmarked vans. Could you imagine just sort of like walking peacefully home from like wherever you are in Portland, and then all of a sudden like two dudes get out of them? I listen to a lot of true crime. I don't trust the windowless vans to begin with.
Oh yeah, no. And here's the thing. The biggest, I mean, there's plenty of issues with it, but part of the biggest issue with it is, and you know, I'll send you some later. There's printed videos where you get pulled over by the cops. There's a shitload of rights that you have before they can even take you in. Like if they don't suspect you of a crime, they can't take you in. They're supposed to state what that, like there's penal codes of why they're supposed to do X, Y, and Z before you are given, put in handcuffs, given your Miranda rights, all this, like all these things have to happen before they can just arrest you. And none of that is happening. They're literally just going.
No, it is a free for all of arrests and I'm going to say kidnappings because that's essentially kind of what it is. And there doesn't seem to be like any penalty for it. And nobody's really taking responsibility either.
Well,
Portland said like, oh, we didn't call anybody in. And now a memo recently came out saying like, well, these officers were untrained in, you know, riot situations and protest situations.
That's just the ones that are beating people and arresting people. That's not even these guys. These guys are literally, from what I know, these are the federal agents that are used in wartime situations.
Well, it's Homeland Security, no? Is that who is there?
Yes,
it's incognito.
It's Homeland Security, and here's the thing: the mayors and the governors have said we don't want you here, and the ACLU is actually suing over this situation. administration, the government, because it's just, it's unconstitutional on its face. And the
big there's a lot of, I don't know laws, like exactly like who can come in when, but you know something's super illegal when you look at it and you're like, well, that ain't legal at all.
Well, that's the thing. Nothing. That's what is so upsetting when you get the pro-Trumpers is because you're like, I don't know shit about shit, but I can tell ain't none of that right.
That's how you know it's horrifically wrong when you don't know shit about shit. And you see it and you're like, no.
I don't know anything about anything, but that's not right. That's not right. That's not right. That don't make any damn sense. That's not like, and it's so much of just still, just like, nope, well, you know, your damn left, fuck a left, fuck a right. It's just wrong. That's why I constantly, I'll post stuff, and instead of making any big statement, I'll just, right is right. It's about right and wrong, and it's just wrong. It's just 100% wrong. Like, George Floyd gets killed by cops. People protest, and the response is for cops to beat up protesters.
It's every day that I wake up, I'm waking up into like some horror-filled void that I can't get out of, or just the news makes you scratch your head. You're just like, huh, well, that doesn't make any damn sense.
Yeah.
We're so counterproductive. I've seen so much counterproductivity in like the past like couple of months that I'm ready to tear my hair out.
Whereas like 3 weeks, 2 to 3 weeks before George Floyd, maybe even less, there were dumb fucks storming government buildings with guns because...
Yep, and they were the most... Listen, I can say this because I'm white. They were the most stereotypical white people, like looking white people that you would think would do that.
Yeah, because they were like
gritty, no teeth having... overall wearing like rednecks, like any, like whatever you picture, like in that situation is exactly the type of people that were doing that.
And because they didn't want to stay inside anymore because they wanted to get their hair done. The reason why we're in the shit that we are in now and nothing happened, like nothing, like gun, like AK-47s over their shoulders. Not a damn thing happened.
Yeah.
Our kids literally are standing, you know, outside across the street holding up a boombox and they get shot in the head with a fucking beanbag gun. Like, you know, gas master.
They were white guys protesting.
Yeah.
But to say it was any other reason would be foolish. I mean, it's they're a bunch of white dudes, that's why.
And So it's like that. It's like this. It's just so much. Like, are you kidding me? Going on right now, and I want to have faith in the political system, but when the president literally gets impeached, and it's self-evident that, you know, I don't know how impeachment works, but I said to myself, I was like, yeah, if he's impeached and absolutely nothing comes from it, what's supposed to come from it, then what am I supposed to have faith in the government for?
I think him being elected in general to me kind of real, my faith in government really waned at that point. And I still had a lot of faith in Americans. I will say in the past 6 months, that faith has started to wane as well.
I think a majority is good. It's just
well, the shitty people tend to yell louder than the good, than the quieter good.
But it's just, I don't understand. Like I said, you got your Candace Owens, you got your fucking Hodge twins, where like it's not like I sent you the video of from. The lawyer that from the ACLU that very eloquently, professionally explained the problem with the flags and this and that.
Yeah.
And it's just that simple. Like you like that itself encapsulates like what the whole Black Lives Matter. Well, you can add anything extra in it, but that's the very base. That's the reason why it exists. Yeah. But okay, so we'll get to the original reason why we called Nick fucking Cannon.
God damn it. I'm so mad that you have made me like think about him. Because I don't dislike Nick Cannon, I never have. Like I wouldn't say I'm not a fan because I just don't know enough about him to be like there's nothing he's done in his career that's made me be like, oh, like screw Nick Cannon, he sucks. Like I don't care about him. I don't think about him. I assume he must have been a strong man in order to be married to Mariah Carey for as long as he was. But like other than that, I just don't think about him. And now for the past 24 hours, all I've done is like Google articles on Nick Cannon.
Well, he's a very, very successful man, very good businessman. And he actually, so you
it
know,
seems like it.
He has walked back and apologized for his statements that he made about the Jews.
Yeah.
So,
and I guess for those of you who are unaware with what Nick Cannon said about the Jews, he recorded, I guess he has a podcast, is that correct?
Yes.
Or at least like a YouTube video show that he does. Well, a year ago, he sat down with Professor Griff of Public Enemy, if you're familiar with that at all. And they had a discussion about the Jews and what Semites actually were and how Jewish... and how the Jewish people essentially sort of stole their Semitic... Is that even a word?
It is now.
from African Semites, and that Jews typically are controlling the banks and the world, and your stereotypical Jewish tropes that have been around for centuries. So, I guess that's like the short version of it.
Yeah. And he got.
And you came to me and said, "As a Jew, what do you think about this?"
Yeah.
And I took a while to get back to you because I really wanted to like look into and like think about it before I had an opinion about it.
And
so
yeah, and here's the thing: he got fired for that. That's the reason why he made those remarks. He's apologized, and his apology, from what I saw, he was basically like, "I didn't know. I was only getting it from this one aspect, one side of things."
I don't know, I don't get offended by anything, and I personally as a Jew born and raised in a Jewish family I was not offended. I was just kind of like, you're wrong, but like I wasn't like how dare you, Nick Cannon, I'm gonna like go on the warpath. I actually don't think Nick Cannon was thinking.
No, he was spouting off somebody else's information, and it's here's the thing: you're allowed to believe whatever you want to believe, you're allowed to have whatever views you want to have, but when, for me personally, anytime you take one whole group of people and it's you blanket statement. Blame them for X, Y, and Z, which he's spouting the teachings of what they said, the Hemotep, which is a black Jew, which those in the black neighborhoods will know them as the dudes on the corner dressed like Power Rangers, preaching, and 9 times out of 10, it's the white man this, the white man that, which, like I said, I sent you the ACL video. The white man has done plenty, but when it's, you know, you think back, the closest thing that you may have seen to them in mainstream media without wearing everything is like the black Muslim in a prison. They're like, "What you need to do, my brother," and if you notice, this is how Nick Cannon was talking. "What you need to do is see the Jewish man and his Semitism. Took that from the African who had and the melanin." Like, you sound like a fool.
I can tell you, being Jewish, we took nothing. Well, we can't dance. I mean, clearly, we took nothing. We're the most I think, well, I should, okay. So I think anybody who's listening to this that is not Jewish, I do need to explain. There is Judaism, the religion. There is Judaism, the culture of being a Jew. And then there's a lot of people refer to like being Jewish as its own race. So in the confines of like Nick Cannon, just to clear any confusion, he was speaking about Judaism as a race and not as a religion.
Yeah.
Which is important to like sort of disconcern, because I don't think a lot of people realize that. They did do pollings of like American Jews, and 97% of American Jews consider themselves white as a nationality, or as like a race, I should say.
Yeah.
But being Jewish is very much like, if somebody was like, "Hey, what is your nationality?" I would like list Jewish as my nationality.
Yeah. It's
you can trace DNA. I mean, it is. You know, I'm an Ashkenazi Jew, which is one of the larger like sects of being of Jewish people. We were originally in the sort of like Mesopotamia area before we spilled into the Eastern European. I don't know what the hell he was talking about, Nordic mountains. That was not my people. We were not up there. It was very few. Like we hung out like with Poland and Romania.
Well, even,
Germany.
That was more of the white people. That was specific to white people.
He did. I guess we kind of. There's been a lot of like anti-Semitic statements being made lately in like media. Like Deshaun Jackson made some statements, and I wasn't offended.
Is that the football player?
Shit, dude? We have to say, like,
was that the football player, dude?
Yeah.
Yeah, from what I know, he took a quote from Mein Kampf or some stupid shit like that, and just
it was another thing that I'm like, I'm not saying that it's okay to say certain things if you're a certain person, but I like if some football player comes out of his face with some dumb shit, I'm like, whatever, like
you're wrong,
but like I don't think like even he should be necessarily punished. I think somebody just needs to be like, "Hey, dude, like you're not right. Like you're quoting wrong. Like things you're quoting aren't even right." It's when our leaders, like our politicians, start to make certain statements that make me.
You are a person in a position of power. You should not be saying these things. Why? Because you work for me, fucker. And as your boss, cut this shit out.
It's one of the things I don't like about Donald Trump. And I actually have a Jewish, there's a Jewish member of my family who voted Donald Trump and supports Donald Trump as a president. And I said to her, like, how? I don't understand, like, how? Because to me, so those people would be like, oh, he doesn't hate blacks and he doesn't hate Jews. And, you know, he has said things, again, that are, like, insensitive and, like, but not like, outrightly bigoted or outrightly racist. But to me, if you're saying things and you're promoting symbolism that is like subconsciously like flaming the fires under like white nationalist asses, like you are a part of the problem. Like clearly if you're appealing to these groups of people, you're doing things and saying things and promoting things you shouldn't be.
Here's the thing. I will go out on a limb and say Trump isn't a racist. And here's why I will say that. He's not a racist because
Trump, what I say about that.
Well, here's the thing. You know why he's not a racist? Because Trump only gives a fuck about himself.
Probably true. I don't think he likes poor white people either. So
yeah. His intention, a racist intentions is more of white power and bringing up the white man. Trump doesn't give a fuck about the white man. If Trump was a black guy, he'd probably be Black Lives Matter all day long because it would help him. Like, Trump is about Trump. If it helps Trump, it helps. Like, it's that, like, of course he's a racist. But my point is, he's a narcissist before he's anything. Like, that is his main motivation, me, myself, and I. And everything else is like a far second. It's me, myself,
and I. I would agree with you on that.
Everything else. And right now, for whatever fucking reason, because I guess this is how he got into power, his point of view is, that's my base, that's what I need to appeal to. Where here's the reason why, and why he's stupid. And he can't be told, no, he's stupid. You know why he's stupid? Because one, I can do the job better than him. which I said which should not be a thing. But there are very simple things he could have easily done to be a good president and not even believe in any of it if he wasn't just about himself and money.
Listen, this pandemic was the perfect platform.
No, I think you said it right the first time. Pandemic
was the perfect platform.
Yeah.
He could motherfuckers running around posing with Goya cans. Like
it does not take a rocket science I'm not a fan of Hillary because I give a fuck less and I've heard about all the shit that she's done. But everybody's like, oh, we need to change how politics. No, here's the thing. Political politics and political correctness. The problem with political correctness is politics have never been about being correct. Okay? Politics about, you have a room full of people and there's this on the table and what's the best way that we can kind of appease most of the people in some way, shape, or form. So, you know what? I prefer my president to do shady shit behind my back and me never find out about it. I'm sorry, I do.
No.
Because why? Because you're going to
have that chance now that the CDC has to redirect all of its COVID information straight to the White House.
Yeah, they're going to do their shady shit regardless, but at least they treat me with the respect of at least, kissing me before they fuck me in the ass. You know, taking me out to dinner and buying me.
We will not buy you dinner before the anal sex, sir. No longer.
No. Just bend over, darky. That's, it's just like the difference is between way politics, at the very least, they had to give us something to appease us while they did stupid shit. Whereas now, they're just doing stupid shit to fuck us over. Why? Because there's a handful of dumbasses that go, no, that's my president. Everything he says is right, and everything Obama said was wrong, even though technically he was my president at the time, too. And I don't even agree with everything Obama did, like the whole drone strike aspect of things. No, that was fucked up. But here's the thing. As a president, I also think that you will constantly end up having to make decisions that are going to have to be fucked up for the greater good versus doing decisions to fuck over the greater good.
Yes.
Which is where we're at. But anyway, so Nick Cannon said what he said and he apologized because he actually talked to more, people reached out to him and he reached out to people and he realized how fucking stupid he sounded. But
I don't think he should be canceled. I don't think Nick Cannon hates Jews. I don't think Nick Cannon hates whites. No, but I do feel, if you look back, you can look back through the history of American or African Americans and Jewish people. They've had a sort of on again, off again relationship.
Yeah.
The Anti-Defamation League, or Jewish. What do you want to call it? Let's just say the Anti-Defamation League. They definitely helped with the NAACP.
NAACP.
Yes, okay. So they definitely helped fund that. They definitely helped write some of the wording for that. But there's also been times where both groups have been very, like, I mean...
Oh, yeah.
There's obviously the black... like the
there's enough population shit to go wrong very to go around.
And still are. I think what's disappointing with Nick Cannon is you can look back through, Jewish history and see that is also a very persecuted group of people. I mean, they were also forced in the ghettos. They were taxed just for being Jewish. There were periods in our history where they couldn't live in a city and be considered a full resident of that city. So you would think that would have been recognized. And sort of, one group can definitely help the other group, especially now, I think.
It's just a matter of, like, since you can't blame a group of people outright, you can blame individuals and you can say individuals may fall in line or agree with the worst aspects of a group of people, but you can't do it across the board. And what like the reason why I asked you and I didn't post anything specific about it was because a friend of mine posted what had happened, and yeah. I was, you know, I commented in their thing. What's up? What's the problem, bud?
I could open it.
All right, buddy, here you go.
Is this the last one?
I don't know,
bud. I want this to be the last one.
This will be where I edit stuff. Okay, there you go, buddy.
Oh, I do want hold on, we're ordering wings right now. Or blue cheese. I just want blue cheese.
All right. Where was I before my little terrorist interrupted?
Nick Cannon.
Oh yeah. So like I made a comment in the group, and my whole comment was I didn't even know about the Jewish stuff. I didn't get to that part. That part came later. My issue with what he said was calling all white people savages. And not just because my last name is Savage, but you can't first off, one, his reasoning was because they lack the melanin. They lack melanin, so automatically it makes you more savage or some stupid shit like that. But you can't be fighting against a type of bigotry and oppression with using the same bigotry and oppression.
Yeah, it's counterproductive for sure.
Like, you just can't. You can't call white people savages just because. Like, you say that, you're wrong. And you know, like I said, and then went to the whole black Jew thing and all the other stuff and just, like, yeah. And when he said it, here's the thing. I saw a quote, because there was two posts. When there was one quote where I saw the quote of what he said, and then there was a second quote. There was a second post that somebody put, I think, about where I commented on the second post as opposed to the first post. And my whole point was, yeah, I just you can't say that. And then somebody replied to me, well, did you check it out? And my point was, no, I don't mean when you start your comment off where you're putting down a whole group of people just because of the color of their skin, I don't need to listen to the rest. You already fucked up your side of the conversation. It's a moot point.
Yeah, it's hard to say like what was taken out of context when that was the actual context.
Here's the thing. And then when I went to go find it, everything I could find completely just proved my point. Where I was like, yeah, no. I found nothing that puts his words in any better context. What he said was wrong and fucked up. Period.
Yeah.
But you know, I didn't want to call it.
It definitely to me sounded like he was just regurgitating information for the sake of Professor Griff sitting in front of him.
Yeah. Which, and again, like he said, which the white man and the melanin, and just like, what are you talking like?
Well,
that?
And it's scientifically wrong. First of all, like, can we talk about that for a second? I read, this is a long time ago, I read something from Natural Discovery, whatever it's called. They talked about why we have the features we have, what was the purpose of those features. And it did talk about skin color, and one of the reasons why was just to better survive our elements. And that goes for a lot of features. You know, we evolved to be able to live within the environments that we lived in. And white people's skin color changed because they happen to be living in a region with less sunlight isn't indicative of savagery. It's just, that's just what evolution did.
Yeah.
So, you know, and a lot of different features that are known, you know, for either being white or being black were just to better deal with the environment around us. There's, you know, the stereotype that if you're black, you have a larger nose, but
per evolution, that might have been to help breathe better in these dry, arid environments. So to even sit there and say, like, oh, well, because you evolved into this, you were a savage and you had to survive, but the world sucked back then, regardless of where you lived.
Like, yeah, that's just...
They were undeveloped nations, either if you were in cold weather or if you were in desert weather. You know, diseases got you, the animals got you, the elements got you, regardless of where you were. Like, it wasn't easy to survive anywhere.
And Andrew Schultz, who's on a Brilliant podcast with Charlamagne, made a point where...
I have just now followed it. I got to thank you for giving me yet another podcast to listen to.
Now I warn you, the first thing you have to always remember with Schultz is he's a comedian. So that's first, okay?
Yeah.
And he
knew who he was before that podcast.
Yeah, yeah. He will cross the line, but it's 90% of, all in the sake of comedy. And he's generally on the right side of things. But, he, you just got to be prepared. He's going to say some shit that you may not agree with, but at the same time, he comes at it from that point of, like his other podcast that I listen to, which is Flagrancy 2, where they say some shit that technically most would probably get, like, they have two versions. They have the regular version, where they say some fucked up shit, and then they have the Patreon version, where you have to pay to listen to the fucked up shit. But it's 90% in for the sake of comedy, which is fine. But his point, what he said was that had Nick just calling white people savages because of their lack of melanin is just stupid outright, like you said, scientifically untrue. What he should have said was the white man or white men have called black people savages, where historically it is shown that white men have been more savages across the board worldwide than any black man has ever been. Nobody yes. would have gotten mad at him for that, because that is a statement that makes sense.
And you can point to a lot of evidence and parts of our history of it being true. I mean, even just look at how America was founded, and the Trail of Tears. And you, I mean, yeah, it's true. It's not, yeah. not a false thing.
Yeah, but that's not what he said. He blamed it on fucking melanin.
No, that's not what he said.
And it's just like, what are you like?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so here's my thought process, and it's something that, as being the person that I am and the type of person that I am, I constantly encounter and have to not necessarily push back, but have to kind of contend with this. Where have you noticed? Like, you saw I sent you the YouTube video with Schultz, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And how Nick Cannon is all bringing Soul Pooper back, and he got the head wrap on his head and all the other bullshit. I respect my black brothers and sisters, but here's the thing. I am black, regardless. Regardless of anything, I am black. I am black, I will die black, I am black. I identify as an American more than anything. Not necessarily, America, but like, I was born in America. This is where I live. I have no direct connections to any particular African heritage for myself. Just me, myself. But I'm also, out of everything, I'm a nerd. I'm a gamer. I'm a comic book geek. Like, those make
You're
up.
An artist.
I'm an artist. Those make up who I am more than wearing a dashiki. You know what I mean? So,
well, I saw it pointed out that Nick Cannon is looking for some sort of meaning in his life. Yeah. I don't know the guy personally to, like, really say if that's true or not. I have read reports today that he's been very depressed and suicidal. I know he checked in to a hospital recently for depression. And yeah, I don't know. He's perhaps lost his identity somewhere.
Well, see, here's the thing, and like I said, I don't fault anybody for going full on black or choosing identity. Because here's the thing, that as a black person in America, that most people don't realize, don't think about, or don't understand the...
I know what you're going to say.
What do you think I'm going to say?
If you are Black in America, you don't have really a history, like an identity as far as...
Exactly.
Where you came from.
Yeah, that's... You don't have...
Your family tree. Like, you cannot trace back probably past being in America. Am I correct in that assumption?
Yeah, I can only... The farthest back that I know specifically was that my father's grandfather... My father's father is from Jamaica. So that's one side. And then other than that, it's just we were Black in America and... Yeah.
See, I think about this shit. Some of us think about this shit.
Well, most people.
I am aware of that.
But it's a matter of, like, you can't, we don't have the advantage of, like, you know, my family came from Italy, from Napa Don. Like, my kids have an advantage, at least that half of their family, they can look back and go, this is where we came from, and this was this X, Y, and Z. But the Black side, no, it's just.
And I think that is a major thing that a lot of people don't realize. Because of you, by the way, when I told you on Messenger that I had fallen down a rabbit hole of sorts, the rabbit hole I fell down is that I have a genealogy done on my grandfather's side, so I can at least trace back to the mid-1800s. My dad's got genealogy on part of his side. They could trace back to the early 1800s where we came from. My grandmother's side is a mystery a little bit. So I'm actually doing a genealogy on her side, but I'm lucky that I can do that.
Yeah.
There are some humps when it comes to, this is like one little, like known, like one little thing that a lot of people don't know. There is some governments in Europe that have destroyed Jewish records because we're Jewish. Fuck our records, I guess. You know, tracing back. But a lot of people's heritage are very important. Me being Jewish and knowing where my family came from and why we left Europe is a big deal for me because it's a big source of pride. And I'm lucky to have that. And I am very aware that I'm lucky to have that. I'm very aware that we have quite a large portion of Americans, Black Americans, who will never have that.
Yeah. And what is the thing? Okay. So me, myself, I can't go that far back. But another reason why Black Lives Matter and all this makes a difference to me is because the one thing that I did found as far as my heritage is concerned is my mother is from Colfax, Louisiana. If you look up, and this may have changed, but when I found this information out, it was not. This was the fact of the situation. If you look up Colfax, Louisiana, the first thing that comes up is the Colfax Massacre.
Okay.
It's a long story short, and I can send you the Wikipedia page so you can feel bad for me and my family and my people.
But,
it's really good. Well, basically, there was a massacre. It's a small town, but whatever happened, something happened, and a bunch of white people killed a shitload of Black people to the point where they called it the Colfax Massacre.
Okay.
And that's where my family comes from, because this town is so small that I definitely had family members who either survived it and or died in that massacre.
Okay.
So I can understand the want for identity, and I'm now building my own identity, but historically, I couldn't tell you past that. That's the farthest back of anything I can do. But yeah, like most of the podcasts that I've done as of late, there is no real ending. There's no conclusion.
Well, I guess
I guess we can conclude that we don't think Nick Cannon is a racist or an anti-Semite.
Yes, which is one of the few good things out of 2020 at all.
Nick Cannon, if you listen to this, take it from me, a Jew. I do not think you're an anti-Semite.
Yeah, and Nick Cannon, if you're listening to this, can you share it with some of your friends and stuff? You know, sharing is caring, and that's just what, you know, we need more listeners, so more than the 12 that are listening right now, which I do thank you. Nothing is going to be solved today. 2020 sucks ass, and
yeah, it's been a shitty year.
It will continue, but I want to thank Jess Heather for joining me, and we I'm going to be trying to make this a regular thing. I now have 3 separate podcast hosts. All of us have lives, except for me. So,
well, we all 3 have children.
Yeah.
So that also.
So
I appreciate you asking me on. I actually appreciate you asking me like my opinion on something. I wish more people would reach out to their friends of different backgrounds and say like, "Hey, what do you think? What are your thoughts?"
Well, me and you are constantly like, one reason why I said it is because me and you are constantly will. When shit happens, or just based off of the stupid shit I send you, we'll send each other stupid shit. And since we've known each other from the beginning, when we worked at Public Storage, we would always have these types of conversations. So
actually, you want to hear something kind of funny? Because I was I was telling Corey, my boyfriend, about this. I never knew about what it was like to be pulled over as a black man until when we were working at Public Storage, because you told me a story about being followed by a police officer when you had that red Ford pickup truck, that very honky looking pickup truck that you drove to work, and you had a cop just pull you over for no reason and grill you on whose vehicle that actually was, as if you stole it. And that was the very first time I had ever heard of racial profiling in with cops.
Yep, from what I remember, I specifically, the reason I got pulled over was because I didn't put on my turn signal when I parked the car with no one in front of me or behind me.
Yep, I remember the story, and I remember being blown away by the story, and I would think because of you, I sort of started to like research more into what racism sort of looks like in America, because I think it's a lot quieter. It's not as loud. It's not like burning crosses on lawns as people often think. It's subtle and it's silent. And some of you need to knock that shit off.
We'll shut up with this. Systematic racism, the point of systematic racism and what it actually is not necessarily about people being outright racist or specifically racist or even purposely racist. It's about, as a society, as the way the system is currently built, not a broken system, it's how the system was designed. That being said, the system itself on a general basis, on a regular basis, on a broad basis, automatically there's built in preconceived notions of how the world works that is based off of racism. Like, for instance, and interesting, they're not all necessarily, I'm putting it this way, they're not all necessarily bad things where you can necessarily stamp the racist stamp on it, but they all fall into that same tree. For instance, if we're, let's say it's me, you, a group of your white friends, and they're gonna have a basketball game, and I'm the only black guy. Are you going to want me on your team first?
Oh, hell yeah. I can't play basketball.
You shouldn't. Neither can I. That's the point. Neither can I. There's more than likely every other guy out there will be better at basketball than me. If I need to balance my checkbook and there's one Jew and 4 people who aren't Jews.
Do that either.
Exactly. But that's the assumption that's put into play.
That is going to be skewed, my friend.
Okay. So all these things are on the latter note, but on the deeper note, black guy in a nice car, is that Mr. Wrong, one of the past podcasts, he was at a gas station, and a black guy pulled up in a really nice car with rims and stuff, and the white guy, because Mr. Roland is a white Puerto Rican, you know, he can pass as white if somebody has no fucking clue, which if you've never seen a Puerto Rican.
I can tell he's Puerto Rican, so I don't.
You know Puerto Ricans, though. That's why.
With a lot of them, so.
When your only example of Spanish is Mexican,
listen, that
your brain
between a Honduran, a Brazilian, a Cuban, I am really good.
Yeah, that's the thing. East Coast, Midwest, not so much. Okay.
Thank you, Perth Amboy, New Jersey.
Yeah. So for whatever reason, he's like, yeah, I bet you know where he got his money for that, or something along those lines.
Yeah.
And the guy had on like one of those yellow work vests.
Okay.
And like a tool or something, like, yeah, he got it from working a real job. Why did you automatically go to the must be a drug dealer side, you know? There are a lot of these preconceived notions. Yeah, yeah. There's a lot of these preconceived notions and everything that's baked into. And here's the thing, even if he was, who gives a fuck? That's, you know where you know where Trump's money originally comes from?
No, I don't.
His grandfather used to own a brothel.
Well,
that's where the original Trump fortune comes from. His grandfather owned a brothel.
Hookers.
Yes. And John F. Kennedy bootlegging all this. Like, so yeah, it doesn't really matter. The point is, you judge a person by the character, not by the color of the skin or preconceived notions. And that's what we're currently trying to do. And that's what we will be doing. Little by little with this podcast. I mean, I usually try to do lighter, harder shit, but 2020 sucks ass. So,
yeah, you started off very lighthearted, and it took a turn somewhere over here.
I can't not. Like, and it's I'm not hard. A celebrity, so I guess it's the only reason why my opinion matters. But, yeah, we're going to do this more often. Heather actually looks and reads the shit I send her, so there's a good chance we'll be doing. She'll be on a lot more than Mr. Roland because, like, again, she looks and reads and opens the shit that I send her. But I think everybody who's listening to this, for listening to this, please share, obviously. But just thank you for being here. So for the Brokeware Pod, I've been your host, Anthony K. Savage, AK Voice, AK Savage Voice, AKA Antonio Salvaje, and with me has been
Just Heather.
Just Heather. You guys have a wonderful day, night, and or evening. And just remember, don't tell yourself that you can't do something. Ask yourself, why can't you do it? Thank you, Heather, and I will talk to you soon.
Thank you. Goodbye.